Greetings, everyone, and welcome to our very first Auxiliary Services 10-Week Diversity and Inclusion Challenge. Let me first start off by saying thank you for accepting the challenge. We all have our reasons why we chose to accept this challenge, and I greatly appreciate your efforts. The purpose of this kickoff meeting is to give you an overview of the challenge and what you can expect over the next 10 weeks. The purpose of this challenge is to open up dialogues about race and social issues that affect both our personal and professional lives. Auxiliary Connections was developed to keep Auxiliary Services staff members engaged during the months we were away from campus teleworking. Some of the most positive feedback that we received came from staff members who were interested in keeping the conversations going around diversity and inclusion. Fast forward to today, and we have the challenge. Let's get into what this challenge looks like. The 10-week challenge agenda is broken into two phases. The first phase will be weeks 1 through 5, and it will cover topics surrounding racial identity and equity. The second phase will be weeks 6 through 10, and during this time, we'll be taking a deeper dive into minority groups. Given that this is a 10-week challenge, we will not cover every minority group, but we will be covering different groups that are affected by different social issues. Our hopes and the intentions of breaking down the challenge into two phases is that you will be able to use the information that you receive in phase one to increase your understanding of the social issues plaguing the minority groups that we will be discussing in phase two. Although some concepts will not apply to each group in phase two, by working through phase one, you should be more comfortable creating dialogues in phase two. By now, you should have received your week one agenda. The weekly agenda will be distributed on Sunday by 5 o'clock p.m. Some of you may have saw the agenda and your first thought was, oh my goodness, what did I get myself into? Please relax and do not panic. This challenge should be taken at your own pace. Your weekly agenda contains weekly topics, focus questions, daily activities, and weekly challenges that I will discuss in more detail in the next slides. Your daily individual activities will include a variety of videos, articles, and worksheets that relate to the focus question for the day. You will receive a daily reminder each day about your activities for the day. The daily activities are meant to open your mind and prepare you for questions prior to your weekly discussion and challenge. Once again, it is very important that you do not panic or feel overwhelmed by this information. We are taking things one day at a time. We understand that life happens and your work life may be busier than usual, which is why we say that you should make it your goal to complete each daily activity. But if you complete 3 out of 5 out of a given week, then consider that a success for that week. After you have gone through the content for the week, you get to the weekly challenge. The weekly challenge is meant to get you to step out of your comfort zone. If no other experience you have had during the week puts you in a place of discomfort, then this is where you should meet your match. This challenge is meant to engage you on a different level that is made to pull you outside of your comfort zone and give you an even better understanding of the content that you went through during the week. The weekly challenge is put in place to help you apply the content. I encourage everyone to complete the weekly challenge, even during those weeks when you're unable to complete each daily activity. This entire challenge is about stepping out of your comfort zone, and completing each weekly challenge gets us all one step closer to reaching the finish line. By now, you should have all received your group assignments via the Auxiliary Connections email. Your group assignments are based on your survey results within your top three preferences. I've managed to place you all in groups based on your top two choices. Making adjustments to the assignments may be necessary if someone leaves the challenge for any reason. We will try our best to accommodate your schedule and address your concerns. Now that you have your group assignments and the contact email for your group members, it is up to you to reach out to your group members to determine a time within your selected time frame to meet. After you have picked the time, please inform Auxiliary Connections via email of your selection, and a Zoom link and calendar invite will be sent to your group. Please let us know if you are having any problems contacting your group. Let's talk about the discussions. You will receive the questions for the weekly discussions the day before your group is scheduled to meet. The reason for this is because we do not want the answers to be rehearsed. We want the dialogue between group members to be genuine and heartfelt, as opposed to planned and premeditated. The questions will be based on content from the previous week. We are currently going through the content and daily activities for week one, but there are no discussions scheduled for this week. The discussions do not begin until week two, but we'll be discussing content from week one in our first weekly discussions. This process means that there will be 9 weekly discussions for each small group. The discussions for week 10 is going to look a little different from the other discussions, and I'll discuss that in further detail on another slide. Before I leave this slide, I wanted to talk to you all about how to approach your weekly discussions, using 3 statements of advice. First, we should listen to learn. All of our stories are different, and all of our reasons for participating in this challenge are different. But we are all here because we want to learn more about diversity and inclusion, about each other, and about ourselves. So listening to each other is an important aspect of our conversations. Secondly, when you speak, you should speak to inform and enlighten. What that means is that we are providing our thoughts, ideas, opinions, beliefs, and perspectives to gain a better understanding of one another. We are not using this time to make anyone feel like what they think is wrong. When we speak, we are not chastising, criticizing, or talking over one another. We're speaking to give information and insight. Lastly, we should receive to respect. We should receive the information that our group members are given with an open mind in order to gain respect for the differences of others. By following these 3 guidelines, we will gain more within this 1-hour discussion than we will gain all week. So remember to listen to learn, speak to inform and enlighten, and receive to respect. Now we are at the discussions. Each group should consist of 4 to 5 members. Each group should designate a host and a timekeeper. The host is responsible for the flow of the discussion. The timekeeper is responsible for making sure that the group stays on time and on task, and that not one person is talking over the other or taking up most of the time. Consider the discussion like a game of tag. Each person has to speak for each question and will be called by name. by their group member when it is their turn to speak in no particular order. I will demonstrate how this works. Discussions are set to be for 1 hour. Some groups may go over time if their discussion is really interesting and wish to continue. But your discussions cannot be less than 1 hour. The format of the discussion starts with introductions. Introductions should be 1 minute per person. In the introductions, each group member should answer the following questions. Who are you and what do you do? Why did you decide to accept the challenge? And how are you feeling today? Using a word from the feeling wheel. For instance, let's say that I am the host. Then I will start the discussion by saying, hey everyone, let's get started. My name is Shaquavia Bell and I am a hiring specialist for Auxiliary HR. I decided to accept the challenge because I thought that it would be a great way to begin opening up dialogues about these difficult conversations. Today, I am feeling hopeful because I know that this challenge is going to be a great experience and a great addition to Auxiliary Connections. How about you, Catherine? And then Catherine would proceed to introduce herself and tag the next group member, and the cycle repeats itself until everyone has had a turn. If the introductions are approaching 5 minute mark, the timekeeper should raise the virtual hand in Zoom to indicate that the group is running over time. Once everyone has introduced themselves, the host will move on to the discussion questions. A great way for the host to transition to the questions would be to say, now that we have the introductions out of the way, let's get to the questions. The first question is, why is the sky blue? And then call on a group member to start the discussion. Each person must answer whatever question is being asked. The time spent on the discussion questions is 50 minutes. Some questions may require more discussion than others, and that is perfectly fine. You may not get to every question each week, and that is also fine, as long as the discussions remain on topic. Once the group is approaching the 54-minute mark, it is the timekeeper's responsibility to raise the virtual hand in Zoom to signal that it is time for closing thoughts. Closing thoughts should be 1 minute per person. And each group member should answer the question, how do you feel after having this discussion and working through the content using the feelings wheel? And you can use more than one word if needed anytime you are using the feelings wheel after everyone has shared their closing thoughts. The host will end the meeting. In order for us to track your progress over the next 10 weeks, we are asking that you submit a weekly journal at the end of each week. The journals are confidential submissions, and you can write as little as 5 sentences if it truly expresses how you feel about the challenge and the content. We ask that you submit your journals by 11:59 p.m. on Saturday of each week. The journal entries will help us determine what works and does not work, and what's the most beneficial aspect of the challenge for future use. To ensure that our challenge participants are getting the most out of this experience, we will be bringing in guest speakers to host 3 roundtable discussions throughout the 10-week challenge. I am not an expert, and I will not claim to be in this subject matter, but by having guests who are familiar with the weekly topics come talk with us, it will help us add to the conversations that we are having and allow us to consider aspects of the conversations that we were not thinking about. The dates for these discussions will be determined at a later date, but we are planning tentatively for week 3, 6, and 9. The roundtable discussions will be open to the public, and you can forward the invitation to your coworkers or watch with your family and friends to share the content. It may interest your coworkers who were interested in the challenge, but were concerned about fitting it into their schedules. The sessions will be recorded, but we strongly encourage that you attend the roundtable discussions live. The more questions that we have for our guests, the more informed we will be about the content. At the end of each phase, we will have two participant check-ins. These are solution-based discussions that will focus on how we improve on ourselves and the way that we think about these difficult topics and how we improve on an auxiliary level. Earlier, I mentioned that week 10's discussion will be different from your small group discussions. And that is because week 10's discussion will be the second check-in at the end of phase two. Now I would like to think that I have covered any questions that you may have, but there is always room for more. Some questions that we have received are, is it too late to sign up? The answer is no, it is not too late. Just complete the registration and we will find a place for you. The link is still active in the email and flyers that you receive. Another question that we have received is, what if I do not complete all of the activities? The answer is, do not worry or stress. Work at your own pace. You can always go back to something you forgot to do. As stated earlier, your goal should be to complete each daily activity, but 3 out of 5 is still success. If you have any additional questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to Auxiliary Connections and we'll be happy to assist you throughout the challenge. We have given you all of the tools, tips, suggestions, and material to hit the ground running. So now you are all set. Don't lose this momentum. We have 10 weeks ahead before the finish line. I want to close once again by thanking each one of you for participating in the challenge, and I hope you have a wonderful day.